This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world via the internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. And a special shout out goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, border patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, also to everybody helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort. Thank you for what you're doing to keep America free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout out goes to all those roughnecks working wherever you are, all across the country and around the world, and those oil rigs keeping oil flowing, a very important thing right now. Even though oil is cheap, $20 a barrel, they're still doing their job. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there and follow us over there, and then we'll put you in the chat room, and also on Twitter, at Captain's America. All right, well, joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. And that was for Flip.
Good morning, sir.
Don't forget Flip.
Good morning, Flip.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and don't forget it. Well, I'm going to start with that right now, Ron, Judeo-Christian values, because did you hear what happened in New York City yesterday to Samaritan's Purse?
Well, I know that Samaritan's Purse, and we give a big thank you to Franklin Graham. Of course, they have a huge Central Park Field Hospital.
All right, let me cut to the chase because you obviously don't know. The New York Magazine published an article yesterday, and in it they quoted the New York City Council Speaker Corey Johnson, who was raising concerns about the Samaritan's Purse group. Johnson called it extremely troubling that he and his organization, meaning Franklin Graham, were involved in relief efforts in the city in any way. They were asked to be there by Mayor de Blasio, and he said, yes, bring them.
Well, I have concerns about the mental state of that particular individual. Like I was saying, the Samaritan's Purse is doing a wonderful job there. They're helping people, and my God, it's a 68-bed facility for people battling the coronavirus, and they're helping with the overflow of people. What's the problem? I'd have to say that to the council person. What's the problem?
The problem is apparently because it has to do with religion, and that they don't want any part of it. That's where I'm going with this. I believe that would be the problem. And again, this is probably one of the socialists that's there in New York City. But here we go again. You know, when you're getting help, and by the way, did I not hear the mayor of New York and the governor of New York say, oh, we need help wherever you're at. If you don't have to do anything, please come here and help us. Oh, we need help. I heard them begging for help. And then this jackass says what he says, and he's an elected official, the speaker of the New York City Council. He's the guy in charge of the city council.
Well, you know, I'm sure he's just, tinkling brass, making noise. That's it. I mean, Franklin Graham is doing what he's doing. He was asked there.
Could we use the word grandstanding? Could we use the word grandstanding?
Grandstanding.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Being a fool. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It's silly.
Okay.
And it's not like they're proselytizing. They're just helping people.
That's right. That's right.
And Franklin Graham did say they were helping everyone.
Anyone who
comes who needs the help. I mean, what's the problem? There is no problem.
Now, let's talk about Social Security, because what was told us on Monday about Social Security and recipients getting any type of this stimulus money changed, because we were told on Monday that they would have to file a tax return. But now, Social Security recipients, as of yesterday, who are not typically required to file a tax return, need to take no action. They will receive their payment directly through their Social Security check this month, April. It'll come to their bank account if that's the way they get it, or in the mail if that's the way they get it. And the payments are up to $1,200 for individuals. The more you make, the less you get. So that's the way it works. So we'll see how that all works out. But that's a switcheroony from the way it was.
Yeah, that's typical government. They say one thing, say another. They seem to reverse themselves on policies and that, So we'll see what happens. Like you said, they said they weren't going to get it. Now they are. And it's going to be delivered, I believe, to their, electronically to their accounts. And so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and I know some people that get their checks on the first of the
month.
I know some people that do get their checks on the first of the month, and they did get their stimulus yesterday, some of them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yep.
But we'll see.
Yep. Now, the CDC is projecting another virus wave to hit this fall. That was said by our little short doctor that plays basketball, we found out yesterday.
Well, believe it or not, shocking as it is, we get virus or flu waves every fall. It happens every year. So,
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you will hear an Edwards Notebook when we come back. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. And I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. They have got locations in Crystal River on U.S. 19, also in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, and, of course, the brand-new Moss Nissan here at 11001 North Florida Avenue, right next to the Moss Acura dealership. And don't forget, Moss wholesale to the public up there in Homosassa Springs. Now, if you need a car serviced, that's the place to go, because all veterans, active duty military, first responders, and military family members, too, get 15% off when you have your vehicle serviced, as well as pastors. So there you go, 15% off on your car vehicle service. Now, don't forget, you can also have the antimicrobial treatment done to your vehicle, which absolutely will seek and destroy the viruses and bacteria in your car on all interior and exterior services, because they do the whole vehicle inside and out, and they did mine a couple of weeks ago. So stop by, say howdy howdy, and remember, if you're interested in buying a vehicle, tell them the captain sent you. You'll save $500 right off the top of the bat with that saying my name. All right, and here's an Edwards notebook.
The Founding Fathers proclaimed that the United States of America should never drift away from Christian principles. So when I hear about people getting a little edgy whenever God or Christian principles are brought up, I get a little concerned. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. In 1892, Supreme Court Justice Josiah Brewer penned the court's opinion, in which he stated the United States was a Christian nation. The court had already decided the issue before venturing its opinion as to the religious character of the country. George Washington warned about the destruction that would occur to our republic if we turned away from the one who shed his grace upon our land. Even socialists like FDR called upon Americans to pray for our victory during World War II. Just recently, President Trump called for a day of prayer regarding the coronavirus pandemic. When I hear about people turning God out
or not wanting to hear more than a few seconds about God. I wonder what if God grew tired of our never-ending foolishness, ranging from abortion, communism, the globalist pedophile network, trying to circumvent God's creation of man and woman, etc. Remember, God is the source of life, and without Him, it will be death to America. Choose wisely, my fellow Americans. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All righty, Ron Edwards in the Edwards Notebook. And Ron Edwards is with us right now. And that kind of goes with what we were talking about when we let out the show, talking about New York City and the speaker of the New York City Council saying that he was having a problem with the Samaritan's Purse unit that was there.
I guess just knowing that they're Christians just couldn't, he couldn't handle it.
Something,
maybe that's the problem.
Something, and again, the mayor himself invited them. The governor and the mayor both are begging for healthcare people to show up in New York City because of all the problems that they think they're going to have there. And granted, they are having problems. I don't know what the end result's going to be. Nobody knows. We'll just have to sit back, wait, and see. And, oh, by the way, the CDC is projecting another virus wave will hit the U.S. in the fall.
Yeah, like I said before the break, but that's very predictable. I guess maybe they forget that we usually receive some type of a virus or flu hit every fall, late in the fall, and it spreads into the winter. So it's an annual event, so there's nothing to get freaked out to try to freak Americans out about. And it normally happens, so I don't know what the big deal is about.
Now, we've got an enhanced counter-narcotic operation going on. What do you know about that?
Well, maybe not as much as you do, but I do know that the military is being deployed, that the ships and other paraphernalia, things being used, because of there's kind of a fear of an uptick of U.S. drug abuse amid the coronavirus pandemic, and so the Trump administration has marshaled together the Defense Department for enhanced counter-narcotics operations at the southwestern border Wednesday, and also off of our coast. You will see more ship activity or boat activity as well, and they did, you know, give a stern warning to those trying to get into the country to bring in their drugs, that because of the enhanced surveillance operation to combat the shipments, you know, just to watch out because they're coming after them, basically.
All right, well, let me kind of clean that up a little bit and then add something else to the mix.
William.
On April the 1st, which was yesterday, U.S. Southern Command announced, and General McKenzie, of course, from CENTCOM, commanding officer, was the one who started the press conference off after the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, had what he had to say. But they're adding Navy destroyers, they're adding more ocean-going Coast Guard cutters, Navy littoral combat ships. There's something to watch when you see them, because they got everything on them. Helicopters on destroyers and cutters, the Navy PA patrol aircraft, which are the long-distance reconnaissance aircraft, the Air Force E-3 AWACS, which are the communications specialties that fly up in the air, also the J-STARS aircraft, which are, again, they can see anything, they can do just about anything, and there are command and control forces in the air. And then our Security Forces Assistance Brigade, which has been there, but they've doubled the size of it, and these are all special operators that are there. And 22 countries have signed on to this. Now, this is everything from South America. There's a big push on there, by the way, Venezuela, too, because this is all part of the $15 million bounty, I might add, that's on Maduro's head down there in Venezuela, because they're also shipping drugs out of there. And we've got the Pacific covered. We've got the Caribbean covered. We've got the Atlantic covered and the Gulf of Mexico covered. And we also had one other thing that came into play yesterday, and that was Iran. We got intel that Iran is trying to do a sneak attack on our forces in either Iraq or somewhere else in the world through their proxies. So that's what this is all about.
Yeah, and I did hear or read about the president's warning Iran that if they did carry out such an attack.
Hell to pay.
A big price to pay.
Yeah.
And but speaking about this uptick in the anti-drug activity, they say that 70,000 Americans die annually due to drugs.
That's
and
right.
I think this kind of an operation should have been happening years ago if they were so concerned about this drug activity coming into our country.
Well, it's been ongoing.
Now.
It's been ongoing for years, but it hasn't been to the scale that it is
level.
Right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So now they are very serious about that.
Now, we have a caller. We have a caller since one of our favorite question askers. So is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Anyway, wanted to know if they had had any news about the possible prosecution of either Hillary or the that FISA report thing or any of those people that were involved in that. I'd seen some thing on YouTube about something, but I don't know if it was right or not. So any Barr, you know, all those guys.
All right.
That's it.
Okay. Well, you want to take it first? You want me to, Ron? Absolutely nothing has happened, and I don't believe anything will.
That's what I was saying. Going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen absolutely nothing.
Nope.
I'm very disappointed. And I've told you on the air even, then I thought something would trickle all the way up even to Hillary. But looks like that might be one I have to take on the chin. Now, I may be wrong about that. I see absolutely nothing.
Well, the person that they seem to be honed in on is either James Comey or John Brennan, one of the two, and there is nobody in between. Now, I believe they've had some people down below, like maybe a Strzok and a Lisa Page, maybe even somebody else that might have rolled over and given them some information, and they've given them some sort of deal. But I think they're going after Brennan. I think they're going after Comey, and I think that's where it stops.
It's a shame. It's a doggone shame because this is...
And I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. I would love you to be wrong on this one, too, but it looks like you are right. Maybe nothing's going to happen, but you never know. You know, there could be some backdoor things happening, some investigations we don't know about. They could be closing in. There is hope.
So what do you think? What do you think about the president saying that, well, I'm absolutely willing to talk to Joe Biden about the virus because Joe Biden has been chirping around saying that he wants to talk about the virus with the president. He's got some ideas.
Well, you know, Trump has a great sense of humor, and Uncle Joe Biden is, he's bumping his gums about this, that, and the other. And, of course, what's he going to say other than that, go ahead, you know, we'll have a great conversation with, sloppy Joe Biden. I'd love to see what kind of advice that he could give the president, but we'll see.
All righty, well, here comes the music. We're going to let you go, and we will talk to you next Tuesday, so you have yourself a great few days off.
All right, take care.
All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you can go over there to theronedwards.com. That's the website. Find out more about him over there. In the meantime, we are going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the National Aviation Academy and what's going on there with Bo Browning.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus is now nearly 5,000 people. President Trump said during his press briefing he's not ready to issue a national stay-at-home order so he can give some states flexibility they might need. But Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is one of those who thinks that's a bad idea.
Without a national strategy, without a uniform policy, this is going to go on longer than it needs to, and more lives are going to be lost more than we otherwise would.
Whitmer says with a surge in cases, there are shortages of personal protective equipment, too few hospital beds, and ventilators in her state. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says it's the same thing where he is.
There are shortages all over the place. I talked to a bunch of hospital workers and healthcare workers last night, and they told me they don't have what they need.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, again, the National Aviation Academy's got two campuses to serve you. They got one in Concord, Mass., which is out there, up there outside Boston. The other one here in Clearwater, which is on the west side of Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. You got to go across the bay to get there. And their website, naa.edu, the phone number, 800-659-2080. And joining us right now is our friend Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. And good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, I've got a couple of people that are, because I told them you're going to be on the show, and a couple of people threw a couple of questions out there. One of them is coming from Patrick, and Patrick is in Plant City, and he's one of your students, and he says, when do we go back to class? He says, as of yesterday, when he sent me this late yesterday afternoon, they still didn't know.
Yeah. So National Aviation Academy is like every other school and business in the country. We're continually trying to adjust to these new and ever-changing rules that come out from the government. So as of right now, our tentative start date to return to normal operations, so normal operations at our Armington Road campus in the Clearwater area and our Concord Mass campus up in Massachusetts, our tentative return to normal operations is May 4th for Tampa Bay and May 5th for New England at our Concord Mass campus. And, you know, check our websites, check our Facebook. We will post any changes that come up there. We obviously, with the new orders that just came down, the new guidance from Governor DeSantis and Governor Baker up in Massachusetts, you know, we had to adjust what our original plan was, and we hope to be back inside the buildings with students, you know, moving forward through the program. But obviously, you know, in the last 24, 48 hours, Governor DeSantis and Governor Baker up in Massachusetts have changed some of the requirements for citizens of Florida and Massachusetts. So we pushed that date back to May 4th for our Tampa Bay campus down here in Florida and May 5th for our Massachusetts Concord Mass campus.
Very good. And we're talking, folks, to Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy. The website he refers to is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. The phone number to call, 800-659-2080. Now, we have a question from Mac, and Mac is up north of us, up in the northern part of Florida, and says, can I still schedule a tour of the campus?
Unfortunately, that is a no. You know, due to the restrictions that have been put on us, only essential personnel are allowed to be out and about, right? So we're currently working on a distance learning program. So myself and a few other individuals here at our Tampa Bay campus are essential personnel to work on that distance learning program. And up in Massachusetts, our campus is completely closed down with no personnel inside the building except to come in periodically and pick up, you know, mail and essential things like that. So unfortunately, both of our campuses are closed to the public right now, and our PSI testing centers are also closed to the public because they are actually inside the building also. Continue to monitor our websites. Our admissions team is doing remote presentations through Zoom and things like that. So it's not an ideal situation, but it will give you an idea of what National Aviation Academy is all about and, you know, how hard we are working to work through this just like everybody else in the United States is.
Now, here's a question from George, and George is in Atlanta, Georgia. George is asking if you're also taking the time to do sanitizing of your campuses.
Yes, absolutely. The safety and well-being of our employees and students are number one concern. So up at our Massachusetts campus, you know, we've had cleaning crew come in there three different times to clean and sanitize that campus. Down here at our Tampa Bay campus, not only do we have a cleaning crew that comes in there and wipes down all the baseboards, all the tables, all the chairs, and sanitizes everything, we went ahead and made the decision since we cannot open for normal operations to where we are replacing the floors inside all the common areas and we're painting all the walls inside the buildings also. So, you know, when students do return here to our Tampa Bay campus, the inside of the campus is going to have a completely different look.
It'll look like it's new.
Absolutely. The campus is going to look new, brand new down here in Tampa Bay, and the campus up in Massachusetts, you know, it's been clean and sanitized a minimum of two times since we've been on this break, I should say, not out of school, but actually on this break. So, you know, like I said, safety of our students and our employees are number one concern, and we want to make sure that everybody stays healthy and everybody feels safe when they return back to normal operations here at National Aviation Academy.
All right, here's a question from Michael in San Antonio, Texas, listening to us on 930 The Answer in San Antonio, and good morning to all our listeners over there in San Antonio and everybody that's over there serving in the military, big military installation there with a big hospital, too, big military hospital. Apparently, he hasn't heard us talk about this before. He's asking, he says, what does it take to be an aviation maintenance technician?
Desire, hard work, good work ethic. You know, when you enroll at National Aviation Academy, our program's designed to take somebody from zero experience all the way through the certification process to get your airframe power plant certification. So what we expect somebody to show up with is a desire and a good work ethic. You show up with those two things, and we can get you successfully through the program. You know, you just have to put in some hard work.
And he just asked a question, how long is the course?
You know, our aviation maintenance technician, our aviation maintenance technology course that gets your airframe power plant certification is 14 months at our Clearwater, Florida campus and our New England, Massachusetts campus. Here at our Clearwater, Florida campus, we also have the aviation maintenance professional program. That's the 14-month AMT portion, along with 7 months of advanced aircraft systems on top of it for a 21-month program. And that program obviously is 21 months.
Mm-hmm. And here's what I know, because somebody just asked me, what kind of money does this pay? Well, we'll just take a generality, okay? When we first started, you and I talked about this about 3 years ago. It was a, 3 year, let's see, it was 40 hours a week paid around $40,000 to $50,000 a year. Then over the past couple of years, it's gone up closer to $60,000, and right now it's right about at $60,000 for the average pay for the average aviation maintenance tech. But they can make a lot more money than that because the jobs are there. And by the way, I saw a whole bunch of aircraft parked in the area yesterday, commercial aircraft that are all going to have to be inspected by aviation maintenance techs to put them back up in the air again, aren't they?
Correct. So right now, I mean, obviously, anybody can go on the Bureau of Labor Statistics and look at the average median income. You know, the big question for a lot of people out there is what is this going to do to the aviation industry? Yes, like all industries, the aviation industry is taking a hit right now. Obviously, you know, people don't want to fly. There's a bunch of restrictions on people traveling, things like that. So the aviation industry, like all industries, take a little bit of hit. But the price of oil is very low. The price of fuel is very low. The aviation industry, when we come out the backside of this, the aviation industry is going to be booming. You know, the companies are going to be stronger.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be more profitable. You know, this will be a very positive coming out the backside of this, just like I believe the rest of the country will also. You know, there's going to be some companies that will survive, but the ones that do will be very strong and very profitable. So the aviation industry is no different.
Final question from Ron in Phoenix, Arizona. He says, do you think the president will cancel certain flights of aircraft in the country?
You know, he's probably going to have restrictions like he does right now, but in the end, it's going to be a business model decision from the airlines. You know, is it profitable or is it not?
All right, well, Bo, we're done. Bo Browning, everybody, NAA.edu, 800-659-2000. Bo, have a great day. We'll talk to you next week, I hope.
Thank you. Yeah, my thing.
All righty, Bo Browning, National Aviation Academy. Coming up, the beach and boating forecast. Going to tell you about it. A little better day in the water today. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you hear that music, you know it's going to be time for the Beach and Boaty forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Today, first of all, get the suntan lotion. It's going to be a sunny day out on the water. It's going to be mostly sunny all day long. Now, the wind started out this morning. It's a little cool out there. It's not as warm as it's been the other mornings. Winds out of the northeast, turning around to the northwest today. We'll have winds up to anywhere 10 to 15 miles an hour as the day progresses. Seas today with a 2 to 3 foot light chop on them. Both the Gulf and the Bay water temperature right now is 80 degrees. The low tide happened at 4:41 a.m. Our high tide comes at 9:09 p.m. tonight. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now let me tell you something about the Freedom Boat Club. They are definitely doing exactly what they're supposed to do per the CDC guidelines. Now, when you go to pick up a boat at one of the Freedom Boat Club locations, and they have 213 around the country, when you get in the parking lot, instead of just barnstorming up to the dock, you give them a call. because they're keeping safe distancing, social distancing guidelines at the dock with at least 6 foot in between members and the dock staff, as well as other people. Because a lot of these boat clubs, locations, they've got other boats there. It's a marina, so there's other boats there. So you call ahead, and they tell you when it's time for you to come up. Then you bring your stuff, and up you come, and away you go. But there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day out on the water. And the Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away with everything and get away from everything and load up with lots and lots of sunshine and vitamin D, too. You can have a great time out on the water with your friends and your family. You can put up to 10 people on one of the party barges, and you can sun sanitize. And if you've had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation this summer because of what's gone on, why not invest that money left over from that canceled trip into a Freedom Boat Club membership? Enjoy the beautiful waterways all year long. Now, if you happen to be active duty military or a veteran or a first responder, active or retired, or in the medical profession, regardless of what it is you do, nurse, nurse's aide, doctor, or if you happen to be a teacher, you'll get a discount on membership. You need to inquire with the number I'm going to give you here in a minute to find out how much that is. Now, I will tell you that the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership, just like owning a boat without all of the work. And all you do is call up 855-FREEDOM, make your reservation, fill the cooler up, get ready to go, bring the poles, bring the skis, whatever it is you want to do, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. So call the Freedom Boat Club today. The number is 855-FREEDOM. That number again, 855-FREEDOM. Or go to the website freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And you know what the other good thing is about this? 213 locations around the country, and your reciprocity with your membership here gets you into any one of those other locations anytime you're going to be in the area. Or we have people that join the Freedom Boat Club down here because they come down here in the wintertime, and then they go back up north where there's a Freedom Boat Club up there and just use the reciprocity up there. Either way, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, or freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Now, a lot of things have transpired in the last 24 hours. And by the way, I'm looking at the Dow futures. Everything's in the green right now still. So who knows? We might have one of those days, huh? You think? Now, I want you to listen to the U.S. Surgeon General, Admiral Jerome Adams. He was on the Today Show yesterday, and he talked about how if people just do what they're being asked to do by the CDC, the Trump administration, that will be all right, everything will be fine. But listen to what the Admiral had to say.
Here's what I want you and America to know. Those projections are definitely sobering. But they don't have to be our reality. If we really do our part, stay at home, social distance, then we can flatten our curve even below those projections. But it really depends on all of us. And I commit to you all as Americans that as Surgeon General, I'm going to do my best to get you the information you need. We're going to do our best as the task force to make sure the federal support is there. But we need state and we need local people to come together with federal support to make this possible. Those numbers don't have to be a reality.
Now, I absolutely positively agree with the Surgeon General, Admiral Adams. I absolutely positively agree with him. He is a sharp cookie, and he knows what he's talking about. Now, just to prove it, Listen to what he says when he talks about aggressive action and how it can, in fact, flatten the curve even more so than what they're trying to do with the, what they're doing with everybody right now by telling us to shelter in place and not to go anywhere unless you have to, essential travel, et cetera, until May the 1st. Listen to this.
The original 15 days was designed to slow the spread and for us to have time to reassess. And we learned some good things and some bad things. The bad things that we learned are that there are places across the country, no place has been spared, no state has been spared from the spread of this disease. But the good news is when you look at places like Washington, when you look at places like California that aggressively mitigated and social distanced, they were able to level and flatten their curves. And so we're looking at this next 30 days as an opportunity for the entire country to really understand if we do the right things, then we can flatten our curves in our own different areas and actually get to the other side. You ask, is 30 days going to be enough? Well, it will be for some places. It won't be for others, depending on where they are on their curve. But the most important thing to know is that if you are aggressive about mitigation, you can get through to the other side, and usually in about 3 weeks or so to hit your peak and start to see cases come down.
That's exactly what we're going to see now. People just do what they're told to do. If they don't, you get out there and you act like a damn fool, then you're your own worst enemy, and you're hurting everybody else too. So, come on. Just do what they're asking you to do. Now, this final few minutes of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our buddies down there at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. And a lot of people are doing a lot of renovations, you know, while they're home. They're doing a lot of repair and changing blinds and changing carpet and maybe putting in a new refrigerator or whatever. But they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores that are going to sell you the same thing that Dominic's will, only Dominic's is a much better product because it's all made in America, they will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And try that with a big box store. Ain't going to happen. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. Located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That number again, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. Now, we've come to the end of another great night of radio, and the information we gave you was just, I can't believe the information that came out last night, and especially for the seniors. Social Security. Recipients are typically required, not typically required, sorry, to file a tax return. So guess what? Treasury Department reversed its decision on Monday when they said, oh, you got to file a tax return to get the money. No, uh-uh. Don't need to do anything. If you're on Social Security, you automatically are going to get a coronavirus COVID-19 stimulus check. Payments maximum, $1,200 for individual based on your income. You could get the maximum, or if you've got a higher income, you could get $600. But that's what it's going to be, one or the other. So now you know the rest of the story. All right, I got to dash on out the doorway here. Thanks a lot for listening tonight, and thanks for all the comments in the chat room. We appreciate everybody in there. Remember, you can get a hold of us that way when we're on the air. The Captain's Group on Facebook. I'll be right back tonight, 2 a.m. God bless America. Stay safe.
Bye-bye. Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.